Hey, this is Tom.
And this is Gavin, and you're listening to Keep It Simple. Keep It Simple is a podcast devoted to exploring life with Christ through simple, organic expressions of the church.
So welcome to the podcast today. I'm Tom LeCompte.
And I'm Gavin Durson. And we're glad you could be here with us today. It's Keep It Simple podcast. And if you're just finding us, we are a podcast dedicated to helping folks find their way in the simple church movement, organic church movement. I don't generally like labels, but I guess we have to use some. But basically, yeah, house church, simple church, that's what we're about, and trying to encourage people in that. And it can be a very exciting, but also at times a lonely journey. And we've been part of this for some time and feel like we're figuring it out. It still feels like we're just starting, Tom. And I don't know about you, but I feel like, man, definitely glad you joined us today.
Yeah. So we've been talking prior to this podcast that we're really grateful for our churches, for the church that Gavin's in, the church that I'm in. It has been such a blessing to be a part of that fellowship. For me, I'm in the process of remodeling a house. And just for an example, a bunch of guys came over a couple of Saturdays ago and spent the day helping me paint. And it was kind of like an Amish barn party. In fact, I am remodeling a barn. And so it was kind of literally a barn party. But I'm just so grateful for guys that are willing to give up their Saturdays to go help other people. And that's one thing our church has been pretty good at. Like, if there's a need, we'll take a Saturday off. We'll go help that person, whether it's, you know, house, you know, fixing up the house or fixing up the car or doing something. There's some handy guys in our church. Now, I'm not one of them, but there's some handy guys in our church, and I'm just real grateful for that kind of help. And you know, the wives are the same way. They'll get together and they're always helping one another. They're one anothering one another. So yeah, it's really good stuff. And I know that you have something to share about your church.
Yeah, you know, we have had quite a few weeks. And again, like, not sure. It's always kind of interesting talking to this microphone out there, because I'm not sure exactly if anyone's listening, or if anyone is listening, they may know about these things already. But you know, as I was catching you up, Tom, before we recorded, that it was actually about 4 weeks ago we found out that there were some issues with my wife's pregnant with our sixth child, a little girl. Her name's Wiley. She's Margaret Wiley Durson, and Carla is about 26 weeks pregnant right now at the time of recording this. And we got the news that there was some complications, and it looked like that she may have Down syndrome. There's a heart defect that is definitely going to require some operation. And but then we later found out that she does not have Down syndrome, but it's actually a much more, I guess, complicated genetic disorder known as trisomy 18, which actually didn't tell you this, but a lot of times people remember Rick Scott, who was a governor of Wisconsin. He ran for president a few years back, but I've since learned his daughter has this trisomy 18, and she's one of the rare cases that's made it quite a long time. She's just turned 10 years old, but basically it's certainly been a really difficult thing for us to consider. It's the statistics aren't very good. Most babies don't make it to be born. They think our baby will be born because she's actually looking very good for someone that has a diagnosis like this. But for those that are born, the numbers are not good. It's 90% don't make it in the first year. And but there have been some things that we've really, just on the factual side of things, there is some cause, a lot of cause for hope. She looks really good, and the doctors aren't really sure. There's a chance it's a false positive test. on this genetic testing, but there's also a chance she could have what's called mosaic trisomy 18, which may or may not impact her life. It could be very bad. It could be very mild. But the thing that's been so interesting, Tom, is that I never really, you know, there's so much about the story. You and I have talked a little bit about it, but God has just affirmed in me so much that this girl is a gift, and that she is valuable, that she already is a gift. And it's already, you know, I was just really encouraged by our Simple Church group a couple of weeks ago, this past week, really every week. They've just been, it's been amazing, like, because I think, I mean, we're generally kind of, you know, hosts, leaders. I mean, I think we see that, but we've definitely been going through the hardest time of our life, I would say, without a doubt. And it's just been encouraging to see these family, church family, pray for us, encourage us. And even just doing some of the things, like I was, my wife has been writing about some of these things, and I've contributed as well about at carladuerson.blogspot.com. But she's been sharing a lot of really beautiful and just really amazing things that God's doing in her life. And I don't want to try to speak for her, but God's just showed up in some really neat ways, even like in our Simple Church. Like a few weeks ago, one of our friends, Dana Vogel, came with just a idea to really, she'd been really led to kind of look at the names of God that week. And, you know, without getting into it all, my wife wrote about it, but just she kind of shared that and had this thing for us all to look at the names of God. And that really spoke so deeply to us, you know, with what we were going through, that this is who God is. And it was just God prompting her to do this and having the freedom to do it in our Simple Church that she facilitated that little exercise of the names of God that day. And it was just in time delivery for us, you know, and for Carla specifically. And we had one family that came the very first time they came, an older couple, their daughter and their son-in-law and grandchildren have been coming to our Simple Church for 6 months or so. They decided to come. That was the first Sunday they came, and we shared about this news. And since then, they've just jumped right in. They offered to host the very next week. They hosted 2 weeks in a row, and just been a real blessing to us, you know. And that was just God's people being the body of Christ, you know. And I'm just really grateful for the opportunity that we have had in our Simple Church to feel God's love through them. And it's, you know, it's so much, I think, possible because of the things we talk about and advocate on this podcast, you know, thinking about Christ, thinking about the church, thinking about the kingdom in certain ways that have, you know, I'm not going to say none of that stuff would have happened. I mean, there's been a gazillion stories I could tell you about, a lot of encouraging things, and some of which have nothing to do with our Simple Church or house church, but as we've went through this really difficult season. But there has been so much rich goodness that has come from Simple Church. And, you know, even just this past Sunday, you know, we had just a wonderful time of praying for each other, sharing a song. Another person in our group had a, it was Dana as well. Actually, and I think about it, she had shared it. She's like, I had this dream, and you know, we're not really usually doing a lot of like dreams and stuff like that, but man, it was a powerful dream that got she had had that really spoke to so many of us. I know to me in the situation we're going through in just really deep ways. So it was just really cool to see. So just super grateful for our Simple Church family and for the opportunities that they have to, and that they've taken advantage of, I guess I should say, the opportunities they've taken advantage of to really be a blessing to our family and to teach us and to serve us and to encourage us and to pray for us and to sing songs for us. I mean, just there's been so many things that's just been really special. And, you know, we're really believing God's got something going on here, and we're not really sure what it is, but we know it's of Him and He's in it. And we know that our daughter's a gift, and it's exciting to see how she's already bringing gifts of community and of intimacy and of transparency with friends and old high school friends that heard about what's going on and called and shared similar stories of struggle and be able to connect and pray for each other. I mean, it's just been, she already is a gift, but it's been really cool to see how our simple church has been just such a blessing.
It's pretty cool and to feel like you're being prayed for.
Yeah.
It is.
Without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. Man, just...
We could talk for hours about how our churches have helped people. We've watched this happen. And, you know, I think I've shared on the program before, years ago, we were meeting outdoors. It was during the summer. We were meeting outdoors in a camp. And there was about 40 or 50 of us. And we had a visiting missionary. And I don't even remember where they were working or what they were doing. But they shared their testimony. They shared what work they were doing. They shared a little bit from the Word of God. And without even being asked, the church got together. And this was not planned. And again, we're in the middle of a camp. So it's like we don't have access to the internet or anything. Yeah. Everybody reached into their pocket, and we came up with like $3,000 that day among 50 people and handed it to them. I mean, what kind of church does that?
That's awesome.
It's incredible. So, but, you know, they've helped our students in big ways. I mean, we had a student that she was from the Middle East, and she converted while she was here, but after she returned home and saw how messed up her ways were and her worldview and her religion, she converted. And she decided that she had to get back here to the United States in order to fully live this Christian life that was part of her. And we helped her. I mean, we helped her get asylum. We paid legal fees for her to get asylum and to get settled, and we baptized her. Wow. I mean, what kind of church does that?
And now, Acting Out. Acting Out is the segment of our show when we look at the book of Acts in the Bible and find lessons from the early church. In this brief segment, we ask ourselves, if the first century church turned the world upside down then, what could the church today do equally well in the 21st century?
Peace or persecution? From Acts 9, verse 31, then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened. Living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit, it increased in numbers. Are Christians in the West living in a time of peace or persecution? Well, that depends on your perspective. Some would say that we are being relentlessly persecuted, picked on, and harassed. Some Christians are losing their jobs because of their faith in Christ. Some are being mocked and ridiculed. Some are facing extensive court battles because they stood up for their faith. And the opposition to Christianity in the West seems to be getting worse over the years. All of this is bad, but it is much worse in other parts of the world where Christians are not just being mocked or harassed, they are actually being imprisoned, tortured, and even killed for their faith. So, relatively speaking, we have it pretty good in the West, and especially in America. We are enjoying a certain level of peace as Christians in our culture and have been for many decades, if not centuries. We are certainly not at the level of persecution that the church in Jerusalem and the surrounding area experienced in the book of Acts. In the time we are reading about, followers of Christ were being arrested, imprisoned, and sometimes executed because of their faith. After Saul's conversion to Christianity, the persecution died down for a bit. The church could breathe a sigh of relief and get on with the business of being God's people. And that's what they did. They experienced growth. Growth in numbers, which is always good, but also growth in strength. Their faith deepened as they grew spiritually. Numerical growth and spiritual growth must go hand in hand. The cool thing about the book of Acts is that it describes the early church, which grew numerically and spiritually, no matter what the circumstances. When they were persecuted, they scattered, but they continued to multiply. When they experienced peace, they continued to grow and get strong. No matter their circumstances, the early church managed to prosper. Why? Because the growth of the church didn't depend on its external circumstances. The church's growth was always dependent on God. They grew because they were devoted to God. They were in awe of God. They were in love with their Savior. They obeyed His commands. That's what it means to fear the Lord. And God was with them. The Spirit of God encouraged them and gave them power. This is how the people of God grow, in peacetime and when persecuted. And this is how we can grow now. Nothing has changed for the church. We will experience persecution, and we will experience peace. In either case, we can and should grow. Let us be grateful for the relative peace we are experiencing now, but let's not get complacent. We will only grow if we fear God and follow the Spirit. In this time of peace, let us prepare to turn the world upside down.
Well, and I've even been encouraged by, I think, you know, others whom, there's actually a simple church that's many miles from here. I think I alluded to them in the last podcast, or we've talked about them before, but some friends in Vermont that found this podcast and started a simple church. I know I got a card in the mail from them, and it is all, you know, each person in that house church had written an encouraging note to Carl and I and a verse, you know. Cool. It's like, I'm like, man, it's just so neat, you know. It's so grateful to see how, you know, nobody made them do that. There's nobody's job. Nobody was getting paid to make sure all the cards got sent out to people that were in the hospital, or, you know, it was just, man, that out of this out of their heart, they just reached out to us. And man, that's super cool, you know. Just grateful for God's people. And one thing, you know, a gentleman who has been bringing up in our simple church the last few weeks is this idea of just being the body. Something we talk about a lot, but the gifts, us using our gifts, really affirming them in each other. And man, it's been really cool to see, not as we've talked about that, but to see others' gifts really being used to really bless us in ways that have meant so much, just because it has been really, it's really been a really difficult 4 weeks or so here. But at the same time, it's been very rich and very meaningful, and there's been a peace, and there's been joy, and there's been laughter, and there's been good times and all that in the middle of that, in part because of God, and not in part, fully, totally because of God and His people. So, and our simple church. So that's really, really great.
So it sounds like our churches are living out the scripture. It's in Galatians, I think it's chapter 6, where Paul tells the people, do good to all people, and especially to those of the faith. And
yeah.
Sounds like the people in our churches are doing that. And it's a lot more visible when your church is small.
And it was cool. We had a thing the other day where there was a need that we became aware of, and everybody pitched in, and we were able to get a person some help, a mattress to sleep on, and, you know, man, all those things. It's just so cool to see how that happens. And I think when we start out in simple church, like, I know for me, like, I think there can be this wondering, like, well, man, if we just do this, like, how will we help people, like, without a secretary or without someone being in charge of outreach, or, but you know what I mean? Like, do these things happen, you know? And it is just cool to be reminded and affirmed that, like, people are cared for, even if there's not, like, a person at the top of the food chain that's in charge of caring for people, you know? Like, God, His Spirit.
I think His name's Jesus.
God in people takes care of each other. And in some ways, maybe more so when there's not that official person in charge of those sorts of things, because everyone has to be more sensitive.
Then it has to go through committees.
Everyone's like, well, man, if we don't do this, I wonder if anyone else will, you know? And so there's an ownership there.
And sometimes there's risk. Sometimes you do things and the people just end up walking away and you never see them again. So, but you still do it.
But in that vein, like, you know, I feel like in a lot of ways, you know, our family right now is sort of on hold. We're just feel like it's hard not to some days feel like we're just waiting for the next doctor's appointment. to come. But, you know, one thing I know that I have, God has laid on my heart that he has, is just to ask for people to pray, you know, for us. And so I would ask, if you're listening and you can pray for us, we would be grateful. And if you know of a prayer list, we would be grateful. I shared that on social media that, you know, we would love to you know, be added to any prayer list that are known or anyone knows about. And my wife got a call or a text from a lady who actually was very, it's interesting, we don't really know this family well, at least I think my wife knew them better when she was younger, but this lady had come over to my wife's house whenever, as she tells the story, whenever her parents had separated, but she remembers her as a kid coming over and sharing the gospel with her mom and her sister. And it was just a real meaningful thing, especially now, to look back and to remember this lady who came. And, you know, and this lady reached out to Carla again and mentioned that she was in Florida on vacation and saw what we were going through and mentioned it at a church she was visiting or something like this. And this church just prayed for us, you know, down in Florida, strangers. Right. Cool. And
so then, you got the whole East Coast, yeah, you know, Vermont to Florida.
Yeah, huh? That's right.
Wow.
And then the coolest thing was this lady came up to the lady, this old friend, and said, you know, hey, I had that same diagnosis and it was a false positive test. So please, you know, pass that along that it's the final chapter's not written. You know, that was a very encouraging
note.
You know, so yep, that's sort of been it, man. It's been encouraging.
Yeah.
Oh, I could rattle off 10 other things, man. You know, just easily that just this the past week alone, where it's just been encouraging. God's people doing what God wants them to do.
Yeah.
And you're just blown away by it. You're like,
we're practicing the one another's.
Yeah.
Encouraging one another, serving one another, loving one another. Yeah. Well, that's a good place to wrap.
Yep. And if and Mike said, my wife has mostly written some really wonderful, wonderful things at carladurison.blogspot.com. And we definitely covet your prayers. And I'm really not updating that situation really anywhere other than there. You know, I'm not going to come on here and talk about it all the time.
It's a very personal thing.
Yeah, but it's also, I have this problem with, like, you know, you come in here today and it's like, well, what do you want to talk about? It's like, well, it's going to be hard for me. I'm not very good at, I kind of wear my emotions on my sleeve. And if I'm going through something, I'm usually talking about it because that's how I cope with things. So I appreciate you letting me share about those things too. But it's been really a good thing to see God at work.
Well, I pray that the church you're involved in, whoever's listening, that you learn to practice the one another's and that you do it well and just enjoy one anothering one another. So yeah, good deal. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to Keep It Simple. If you've enjoyed this podcast, leave us a comment at keepitsimplepodcast.com or find us on iTunes or Facebook. We welcome your feedback, your ratings, your questions, or comments.